Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. And as I've told you many times, we're constantly in the process of improving HuntRealEstate.com, and we're going to be introducing a whole new version in the next upcoming weeks, and we hope that you'll pay a little attention because it provides you with more information about real estate and real estate services than any other website available, including not just one, as you'll find on some websites, but three algorithms to help you determine value of your home or any home that you want to take a look at or you're considering or you're working with an agent on. It gives you a second look to find out what's going on with that any particular property. HuntRealEstate.com was powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate, and even up to Phoenix, Arizona. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants, and that's guaranteed. And also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk, all you have to do is talk to one of our mortgage consultants, no cost or risk, to effectively enter the market when you find your next home with cash. So call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 for personalized, customized, what we like to call knock your socks off service. So check out that low rate and closing cost guarantee. And don't forget about the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800. If you're listening from another area, there is a local number in Rochester, Syracuse, etc. But all you do is need to 631-4800 and then just enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. Doesn't have to be ours. The hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property all automatically and just that fast anytime in any market we serve on any listing, whether it's ours or any of the brokers. It's an absolutely unique service. And we have a very active real estate market right now, and it's active in a bunch of interesting ways. And so what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about that with one of the leading experts in this area, a gentleman named Jason Sacote, who heads one of the largest, most prolific real estate teams in Western New York out of our Grand Island branch. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Jason, this week, the bunch of news came out of the financial markets. Most of it was good, except for one little indicator, which was the residential real estate sales numbers. They were down. Everything else was up. GPI and I should say CPI and all the other major indices were, or indexes or measures were up, except for residential housing. How do you see the market here?
Well, that's a great question, and I believe that actually is indicative. It's indicative of lower inventory actually right now. So since you are going to have lower sales totals because of lower inventory, but as we know, the average sale price is up, so that's a good thing for our general marketplace. I think you're going to see a lot of homes coming out in the spring market. I think a lot of people have waited for that because it's been cold. It's been a rough winter, and people are waiting to wake up, I should say.
You know, it's interesting. I hear that often from our professionals and even from consumers. They tell me that, you know, what won't be better to wait for the spring? And I remind them that if they want to have, the most opportunity, mm-hmm. you'd want to do things when other people aren't.
I agree. I mean, even if you're talking about basic equilibrium price, so when there's less inventory, you tend to get more dollar per dollar for your house. Also, you're going to see your most serious shoppers come out in the wintertime. You're not going to bundle the kids up and trudge through all the snow just because you're just looking for nothing. Mm-hmm. So I tend to do a lot of sales in winter. Actually, what do we do? We did 31 units in February and 23 units in January. So we did pretty well already. as far as that's concerned. We really don't have too much of a lull. I think a lot of people, as working as single agents, you know, we very heavily embrace the team concept. But as working as a single agent, you can get backlogged with your buyers, and that's why it's so important to have that team because, you know, many people, even with the people on our team, our buyers are going into multiple offer situations almost every time, and it takes two or three shots and contracts to actually win the thing. Well, if you're just still procuring new buyers each time and you're a single agent sitting there by yourself, eventually you're simply going to run out of time.
I'd like you to describe, you know, I hear often regularly, and I actually occasionally I'm involved in this when a friend or something is interested in buying a home. Describe a multiple offer situation. This is one of the things that I get asked about. You know, I want to price my home so that I get multiple offers when a friend calls and asks about that, you know, pricing strategy.
Good question. Well, as I work predominantly as a listing agent, but I also do work with buyers. So a multiple offer situation tends to arise when somebody would, and we actually do this on our side too. So we would list a house, make it live on Tuesday, withhold showings until Friday. You know, get the anticipatory set built up. From that point, we do an open house on either Saturday or Sunday or both. And then we tend to hear offers on either Monday night or Tuesday night. What that does is it builds up the sense of loss and it builds up the sense of desire for the property. Because you know that when it's a truncated time frame for people to be able to see a property, you're going to get a lot of people in there all at once. And, you know, we have open houses. I mean, we had 40 people at the last open house just in and this is in winter, right? It was a great house in Lancaster. We ended up selling that. But I think that's one of the textbook ways that a lot of people are doing it. It also leads, on the buy side, it leads to tension. And that's just, it's unfortunate to be on that side, but we, you know, as a sales agent, you're going to be on both sides. So,
describe the scene when you've got multiple offers.
Well, basically, it's like a free-for-all frenzy. What they're doing is some people, I don't know why they're not allowing this, but I mean, we tend to try to use escalation clauses when necessary. It is a BNAR approved form. Some people don't like to use escalation clauses. So basically an escalation clause is that say you're going to say X. X is what I want to pay for the price, but I'm willing to go up to X plus 1,000 to beat the next offer. So say, just to put it in logistics, say I want to offer $100,000 for this house because I believe it's worth $100,000, but I don't want to lose it. So I would pay up to, it's basically you have, with an escalation clause, you have to have a cap. So say I want to put an offer in, it's for $100,000. But the escalation clause, which accompanies the contract, says that I'll beat the next bona fide offer by $1,000. So you say you want to cap it at 110, right? Mm-hmm. So say the next strongest offer comes in at 108,000. So I would beat that offer by 1,000, so my buyers would win with an offer of 109. Now, if the offer exceeds 110, that's where we bow out. So I think if you have a cap on it, as well as using different type of strategies that we use for our buyers, it certainly helps. Some people are stuck in archaic ways and don't want to use these type of things, or some people just say, hey, bring your final and best. It's okay, it's whatever you want to use, but personally, I like to have all my guns to the table.
Well, you know, that brings up an interesting issue, and this is something that I've thought about and spoken with our professionals about on a regular basis. In that escalation clause situation where somebody is saying, well, Jason, take my offer to the seller and I'll give him $100,000, but you have my authority to go to $110,000 mm-hmm. in $1,000 increments, but provided I have to beat somebody else.
Yeah, and this is best done in person. I mean, it really is, because then you're able to have all these contracts in front of you between buyer and seller, with the agent presenting to them, and then they're able to make the best best decision from that point. Don't like them, right? Is that where you're going with this?
No, it's not that I don't like them. What happens if there's two or three like that?
Correct.
And what happens if somebody says, well, I'll give you the authority to go 2,000 over the best offer?
Well, the person with 2,000 would win then.
When does it stop? When does a sense of fairness come into that, I guess? This is why the highest and best are the words that are used mm-hmm. generally in negotiations.
But I believe that even with an escalation clause, you are still presenting your highest and best. At the end of the day, there is a cap to it. Well, and as long as there's a cap.
But okay, well, let's say you in that environment, and this I know you know this to be true, you have to have a buyer agency agreement.
Correct.
Because if you don't have a buyer agency agreement, your obligation automatically by law flips to the seller.
Correct.
And if you know that somebody's willing to pay 110 and you don't have a buyer agency agreement, then you must tell the seller that your buyer's willing to pay 110.
Well, for me personally, it's very rare that we ever do dual agency.
Well, I'm just forgetting the dual agency thing for just a second. Mm-hmm. One professional to one customer.
Correct.
And oftentimes, as you know, the buyer agency agreement isn't signed till either the day of the offer or even afterwards. Because again, going back to what the law says, it's called the first substantive meeting.
Yes, contact.
So if you're meeting face to face with a customer for the first time in the office, that's the time when it should be explained to that customer what your job is.
Correct.
And how you work with them.
Correct. I think we do a pretty good job of doing that.
I'm sure you do, and I know you do, but I'm not so sure it's true throughout the industry. Because I think we get into some gray areas when there's multiple offers and so as a listing agent, do you make sure when the offers come in that you see that buyer agency agreement?
Well, yeah, I mean to me it's kind of a mandatory piece of the contract.
One would think so, but I know of many circumstances when it's not the case. And we just kind of the industry kind of flies by the seat of its pants.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm in control of myself, and I work with my associates to make sure that they're staying within their fiduciary duties. And I can't control what someone else does, but I can certainly control how we operate.
No, I understand that, and that's how we train at our company, and we hope that people follow those things. But what happens, I think, sometimes, Jason, and I'm sure you encounter this, you meet a customer for the first time, and the customer says, I'm just looking. Mm-hmm. I like what I saw in your listing. Can you show it to me? Mm-hmm. And so you go out and show it to them. And then you explain how you work, and you suggest that they sign a buyer agency agreement. In our buy design program, obviously, there's even benefits to them in doing that.
Correct.
So they say, well, you know what? I'm not too sure I want to do that. I want to be free to look at houses when I want to look at them. How do you respond to that?
If they do not want to sign a buyer agency at the first meeting,
or when at any time, I guess.
At any time, I mean, it's funny because I don't know if it's just because we're in a position of working with a lot of people, and we have tons of leads, and we're actually even looking to be hiring right now. But at the end of the day, it's not just the customer who chooses the agent; it's the agent that chooses the customer as well. So we have a set way that we want to do business, and if they're not going to appreciate the fact that we're going to give our all and give all our fiduciary duties to our potential clients and customers, then unfortunately that person may not be somebody who is best for us. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I'm taking time away from my family, my friends, my hobbies, the things that I love, going to the gym, writing some poetry, doing all types of fun stuff. And if I'm going to take that time away, then it has to be worth it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I know what we're worth at the end of the day. I think some people, and why you find this gray area in the industry, is because there's a lot of people who are not selling as many homes as they would like. So they allow the customer to push them around. And I find that to dilute the industry, to be quite honest with you. If you want to be a professional, stand for what you stand for. Make your assertions very clear about what you're going to provide them, which is excellent service, five-star service all the way through and through. Mainly when we work with somebody, my main goal is not just to sell them a house, but to build a referral base. And that's our main platform. Mm-hmm. So I choose the clients as much as they choose me.
And I think that's very important. So let's go to the concept that you operate under, which is a team concept. And as you know, this is something that is near and dear to my heart because of the fact that there are so many real estate agents out there. Mm-hmm. And they're most of them are kind of generalists. And I'm a firm believer in everything, every business, every industry, that there's a division of labor. Some people do some things well, and they don't do other things well.
Correct. We call it the leadership council in our particular unit.
And the idea is that people be placed in positions in any industry where they're best suited.
Correct.
And the nature of a real estate transaction is complex. There's many things that have to go into it. So how do you divide the labor process, the whole workflow inside your team to deliver the kind of service that you want to deliver?
That's an excellent question. So I guess we should break it down to the beginning. I had worked on a team since I had ever started real estate almost 13 years ago. We started with the Lorendi Home Selling Team, which was the number one sales team in volume since 1997 until the Sicotti sales team took it over in 2018. Big shout out to Carmen for everything that he's taught me so far. And a huge shout out to you as well, who allowed us to come over and embrace that team concept. That was one of the main reasons that we came over. So we came over with a small team of five. We've evolved to 22 at this point in time. So the division of labor actually works as in the fact that we all treat each other as partners, as equals, even as a team leader. And then we have mentors, and then we have mentors in training. So we have five mentors as well. So as a new agent comes on, we have the mentors are some of my high producing agents, some of the best people that I've worked with specifically. They know about how a team should operate on a micro and macro level, and basically they work with our new agents to get them up and running. I think a lot of times what we do is when you're starting as an individual and you don't have a team, there's not a lot of education. Sometimes you might get some of the scraps from some of the higher producing agents and, hey, go hold an open house for me or come on a showing with me. I mean, I think personally real estate is best learned in the field. It's the same as if somebody was to try to tell me, okay, these are the mechanics of how you swing a baseball bat. Okay, read this book, do all this stuff, but you never hand me the bat. If you don't hand me the bat, I'll never hit a home run. So you got to pitch me the ball, hand me the bat, do the whole thing with me. And that's really what we do a lot at our sales team. We get them out in the field. We get them comfortable. We get them ready. I mean, as far as teaching the basics of paperwork, I mean, I don't find that to be very difficult. And I think almost anybody can learn that. I mean, I hope that it's learned anyway. But I really feel that true customer service and true leadership is developed through the field and being in the field. So we have those mentors and we have those levels, and I call it a leadership council. So there's the different levels. There's a team leader, which is at your, I guess, your top, and then you have your mentors, which are your next five people. And I remember when I did the other presentation with you when we were talking, and you had said, how many people can you manage effectively? It's basically between 8 and 12. And if you're at 12, man, you're really doing awesome. But normally about 8 to 10 people. So when I first started to grow, and then the team just kept growing because we were doing all these cool charity events and everyone was coming in, and we grew not by any type of advertisement, but by naturally or an organic base, mm-hmm. where our friends and our agents were like, dude, you got to come over here. This is so cool. Look at all the stuff we're doing. And from that point, we just grew, and we supported one another, and we really embraced the motto of peace, love, and kindness through real estate and through all endeavors in the community.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's extremely admirable. Obviously, it's working. what I'm like it to speak to, though, is from a consumer standpoint, there's a lot of that stuff that has to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you take a listing, you have an intake system in your team. And
yes.
What happens? How does the marketing get arranged? And then
sure.
and all that stuff.
Okay, so you want to know about the logistics of everything.
Well, sure. And how your team is structured. I think the description of in the field is right on. I mean,
well, that's how they get good. But you want to know how is it structured?
If I'm a consumer and I list my house with your team, what happens?
Understood. So if you're a consumer and you list with our team, you would be working with either myself or one of my agents. Your paperwork will be done. We go. We explain to you why you would be working with us. So one of the main things that we do a little bit stronger than other people. Actually, we do it better than anybody else, and I know this. Is our Zillow. I love Zillow. A lot of people have different opinions on Zillow. I find it to be a wonderful marketplace. 85% of active home buyers and sellers start their shop on Zillow. So we were the first team at 200 five-star reviews, first team at 250 five-star reviews in Western New York. So what we do is we feature their home on our Zillow website, which is one of the most trafficked in the Northeast and the most trafficked in Western New York. And we have the logistics to prove that. So if you're asking me why you should list your house with us, is because you're going to be seen more. If you have the best house in the world, it doesn't matter if you're not out there. So we traffic you on Zillow. Also, one thing that we do, and we do this incredibly well, we average 3,000 to 7,000 views on every one of our custom-made, produced Facebook videos. So if you want to put your home out there, then why wouldn't you put it on the marketplaces where people are dominant? 90% of the world is on Facebook. 85% of active home buyers and sellers start their search on Zillow, which is also partnered with Trulia. And Trulia is a very small part of Zillow now. But if you want to be out there, you have to be on the dominant sites. And then you can't just be on the dominant sites. You have to be with the dominant team that actually gets looked at. So if I'm just saying, hey, I'm going to put your home on Facebook and then you get a couple hundred views, how does that really help? You need thousands of views. You need a professionally produced video. That's what we do. So that was one of the things that we would start with right there. Plus, when you look at track record. So our track record, when we first started with you guys, we finished number 6 in the nation in ERA. And then in 2018, we actually finished first in the nation. I guess first in the world in ERA. So if I'm looking at that, I want to say, well, you can't get lucky for that long. You know, like everybody can get lucky here and there, but you can't get lucky for years in a row. So there's a reason for that. So that's some of the things that we have a huge network, especially when you partnered with ERA. I thought was a wonderful thing because now it makes Hunt a more internationally known brand. ERA being in the United States and 31 other countries, part of Realogy, which I was, you know, what do you have? ERA, Better Homes and Gardens, Sotheby's, Century 21, and what's the
one? Coldwell Banker.
Coldwell Banker, thank you very much. So that's one out of every four transactions in the world is part of Realogy, and you guys are partnered with that. So when you look at track record, and especially with larger listings, you know, the ones that I guess you would say larger in Western New York, 500,000 and up, you're going to maybe have an international base, and we have that capability in here, right?
Okay, great. Well, you know, you said so much in that. Jason,
I'm very loquacious. I'm sorry.
we do have to go to a break. We're going to come back and drill down on some of those things because cool. I think it's important for us once in a while just to take a step back from kind of the broader picture that we try to paint on this show and talk about real estate and the transaction itself. And that's what I want you to help me with when we come back.
Awesome.
And we talk and we hear these great messages from our house dealers. We'll be right back.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to our house. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find a complete inventory of homes available not just here in Buffalo, Niagara, but all across upstate and even out to Phoenix, Arizona. You'll also find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our many exclusive programs, including the one that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to effectively buy the before but live the after and know exactly what you're in for, and that's only through Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700, and ask for details. And also ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan as well, which allows you to bring a little extra life into your home through a pet, which we think is a great thing.
I love that, actually. It's one of my favorite programs.
And I think it's very cool, too, because, you know, especially if you've got little kids and you buy that first house, for example, or the second house, and it's great to have a pet that goes along with that house as part of the package available only through
Agreed.
Hunt Mortgage. We are broadcast live here at WBEN 930 AM. And if you'd like to participate in today's show, you can reach us here in the studio at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 if you're mobile, and star 930. If you're mobile, it's star 930. So those are all free calls. So call us here in the studio and speak with my special guest today, Jason Sicotti, one of the leading real estate professionals in the area, who heads the largest team, I believe, certainly in our organization,
it is.
Anywhere in Western New York. And it's a very interesting concept, which we're delving into here, not just from a structural standpoint in terms of the marketing itself, which Jason just described, but also what happens after the fact. I mean, a lot of times, Jason, as you know, there's a kind of a challenge to our value. People say, Jason, will you list my house for X minus?
Sure.
And so you do a very effective job of citing reasons why, and you did a great job before.
Thank you.
But then, okay, so the customer, the client now signs with your team. And so then the action starts. What happens when you get back to the office?
Excellent. So we did explain the marketing process as we explained before. So now we want to talk about, okay, what happens when it comes into the office? And this is kind of the exciting part. And this is really where a true salesperson, true associate broker, this is where we're actually going to really hold our value. This is where we put our money where our mouth is. So as far as the process is concerned, as soon as we get back, so we're actually, before we even get back, we're professionally taking pictures. These pictures are going to come back. I'm going to run them through Photoshop. I'm going to make them look great. Then it gets handed into one of our beautiful AAs at the team. So it comes in, gets processed effectively. Taxes are verified, making sure that
AA is administrative assistant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah, that's inside term. Yeah, AA is our administrative assistant. So after it gets processed, we're going to do the pictures. We're going to do a wonderful write-up on it.
But you mentioned one thing very important. Yeah. All the data on that property is verified.
Correct. It is.
Because one of the things that I want to emphasize here is that the data that they see on your listings is proven.
Yes, and it has to be accurate as well. It's checked with the town, it's checked with the city or the municipality to verify taxes. And that's extremely important because taxes are a big component of when you're getting a mortgage. Obviously, the house price plus the taxes is going to be your mortgage. So if the taxes are off, you're really going to be marketing to the wrong demographic.
And in some cases, as you know only too well, there might be a discount on taxes based upon military service or being a veteran,
senior exemption,
and so we have to show the true taxes for anybody.
That's correct. Yeah, I remember probably about maybe 4 years ago, we were able to write taxes in with a discount, but that was it's very diluted, to be quite honest.
It's misleading.
Yeah, it is. So now all taxes should be verified in the MLS as true taxes, full taxes. So after it comes in, it gets diligently worked by our AAs. It's a wonderful write-up. We process the pictures through Photoshop, make them look good. From that point now, we're marketing. We're doing our open houses. We're checking in with our sellers weekly. To be quite honest with you, our listings don't normally go weeks and weeks, because if you price it appropriately at that point in time, which is the most important thing you can do, is price a house appropriately, because the longer it sits, the less desirable it looks. And in low inventory marketplace such as we have right here, the general marketplace is really going to have questions being raised as to, wow, that looks like a great house online. What's wrong with it? And if we're skeptical, then they're not going to come out. So actually, as I was saying, how do we provide value? So from that point now, because of our huge lead generation system, our leads are going to come in. They're going to be distributed to our agents. Our agents are going to know all about that because they can call me specifically about the listing. Okay, hey, tell me about some of the great things that weren't in the general public write-up. Now, if I run out of characters, I normally put it in the private remarks, but not everybody looks in the private remarks. And just for the general audience, private remarks are the section that's only available to realtors just due to their MLS fees. All right. So a lot of times people are asking us too, okay, we're putting it on the market. Okay, well, what are people saying? Hunt has a great program called Showing Time that we partnered with. And Showing Time basically gives 4 phone calls. They do 4 emails. We want to know, if you haven't bought the house, why haven't you bought the house? Because sometimes it's like, oh, I didn't like those paint colors or something. Oh, come on. You don't want to buy the house because you don't like the paint colors? That's... We'll paint it for you. Okay, at what price do you want that to be done? So sometimes, as a listing agent, you can help the buyer's agent also, if they just give the proper feedback as to, hey, why didn't we buy the house? Hey, we can work on this together, right? Because we're all in this together. Whether we're working with Hunt or other larger companies, we still are working together. So you're going to get feedback from us on every one of your showings. We get weekly calls and check-ins from the contact to the completion, you know, from contract to completion. And basically how that works is once we get you under the market, get you under contract, you're going to have, first off, your attorney approval within day 1 to 3. Then you're going to have your home inspection done within 3 to 5. I mean, contractually, you can have up to 7 days for your for a home inspection, but we truncate that. There's absolutely no reason to wait for 7 days in a market like this. We really like to get them done within 3 days. So in the first 3 days, we would have the attorney approval done, the home inspection done. From that point, we want to check on, as a seller's agent, you want to check with the buyer, making sure that they have applied for their formal mortgage application within a couple days after that. You're collecting your EMD or your escrow deposit at that point. Then we're really checking over the next of the course 30 to 45 days to making sure that they are on track for their mortgage commitment. If they're given their mortgage commitment at that point, they're going to be reviewing title search and survey. Unless you're with Hunt, then you know that title search is being done in advance, which is great because that truncates another, about 15 days,
sure.
Which you might want to walk through a little bit on that. But mm-hmm. then we got the final walkthrough, making sure that everything's good, and then we're on to the next one.
Do you have a story of just what you describe, a recent story that you could share in terms of actual live case?
Live case? Man, that's what we do all the time. You know, I got to be honest with you. We don't really have a lot of problems.
A house that you listed and went through, and what actually happened with one particular house?
Sure. So basically, I'm trying to think of, I would like to give you a funny story, but I don't really have any funny ones. But
hopefully it's not too funny.
No.
Strange, maybe. But.
Yeah, so, on the one that we just listed, it just closed. So basically, it goes exactly just like how we said. So right from the beginning, we did an awesome job in marketing the property.
What town was the house in?
This was in Wheatfield.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Wheatfield. We did a great job of marketing the property. We sold it within the first, I think it was 6 days with multiple offers. Owner was extremely happy. So he had a variety of choices for the mortgages because some are FHA at this price, some are conventional, some are cash. Cash tend to be a little bit lower because they try to leverage that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you're working, especially if it's another Hunt agent and they worked on the pre-commitment program mm-hmm. Through Hunt, I mean, it's basically almost the same as cash. So you want to take a look at that too. Mm-hmm. And it honestly, it just went really smooth, man. We got them through the home inspection and the house was in great shape. See, it makes my job a little easier too, because a lot of times I'll meet with the sellers for the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment is not normally the moment I list the house. That's the time when I'm providing value. And I say to them, hey, I think we might want to paint this. We might want to do this. Let's get a professional. It doesn't look like your furnace has been cleaned in a little while. It's a little older. Let's make sure that people are comfortable. We get a professional out there, clean the furnace, make sure that that's good. A lot of times you can't just rush into listing a house. If you really want to get somebody the most amount of money, you have to do some work before it goes on the market.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because we've done a couple market studies where we ask people what they expect from one of our professionals. Mm-hmm. We ask them what they received after the fact mm-hmm. and what was most valuable to them. Mm-hmm. It's interesting what they say. They often cite two things, and you've touched on them here. One is kind of that pre-listing experience, which really has two significant components that you've already described. One is the pricing component, which is critical, as you point out. And the other one is generally described as staging, which is everything mm-hmm. from cleaning the furnace to the right paint colors, if need be.
Decluttering.
All that stuff.
There is so much. I mean, and that's really where a true real estate agent or broker will provide value. You can't just come over there, put the sign in the lawn, thanks a lot, and see you later. You really should. I can tell you, even in million-dollar places that we have listed, I've still went through and given suggestions. That's where you're going to provide your value as a true agent. So knowing and walking through, I mean, we have 110 million in sales. We have almost 1,000 sales. So at the end of the day, we've really been through a lot, and we share these in our meetings. So our collective knowledge is what really allows us to put ourselves at the forefront when we're listing your house, okay? Well, this is what I've seen in past experiences. This is what this type of demographic for this type of home is going to expect.
Mm-hmm. So there's the overriding issue that I think is keeping a lot of people from going through all that, and that's, where will I go?
The next home?
Yeah, I mean, because the market is tight.
True.
They might say, well, when I find the house I want, mm-hmm. Jason, then get your team in here and take care of things. But until I
do
that.
That's completely the wrong way to do it, unfortunately.
What is the right way then?
The right way is actually to release your contingency. Now, if you're one of the very rare few who can purchase a house without selling your house, then you've done awesome. But most people are going to need to sell their house in order to purchase their next one. So what you can do is you can do what's called a reverse contingency if you're scared on, okay, I don't have a place to go. So what a reverse contingency is simply, okay, we've put your house on the market. We've done a great job marketing it. We've sold it. Okay, at this point, it's sold. Now what we can do with a reverse contingency is we can give the our seller up to another 30 days to find housing, suitable housing within that time frame so that they're not super stressed. Now, in this market, it's actually becoming a little bit more of the norm for a reverse contingency. So it doesn't really mess up timing so much. Plus, if you really wanted to close, you can close because obviously we want to make sure interest rates don't go too high too.
I want to ask you about what happens if they don't find a house when we come back from the break. Because because obviously that can happen. And we'll be back with more from Our House Tears after these important messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. And the show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. And you've heard from Linda Malaya, the president of Hunt Mortgage, twice on the show already. Listen carefully. She is the best in the business, and she guides our mortgage company and has guided it since day one, 35 years ago, this April, which is an amazing thing. Linda, congrats. just by way of history, started with us in our what we used to call our bookkeeping department as a very young lady and saw opportunity in the world and came to my father and said, well, I think maybe I could do more here. But if you can't find me something to do, I'm going to look around. So my father called me and said, what do you got going? And I said, funny thing, I just came back from New York. Meeting with the First Boston Capital Group to find out how we can function as a mortgage banker. And so I interviewed Linda at that point, and I don't remember how, she was very young, and I was too. And so off we went and started three people in a hallway, literally. And that it's been, well, the rest is history. And now we have some 60, 70 people there, and it's one of the top mortgage banking firms of its kind in the country. So we're very proud of what's accomplished in that environment. But the fact of the matter is we've learned a lot along the way, and hopefully it's helped people like you, Jason, who have been so successful in the marketplace. And one of the things we try to do is come up with the best products and services that can augment your relationship with your customers. And you heard some of those things from yes. Linda during the show here today. Before the break, you were talking about a story, and you were relating about a property in Wheatfield that you listed and sold in 6 days, which is remarkable. I don't care what the market conditions are. It's a remarkable thing that when things can get done that quickly.
Correct.
And let's go to the next step, because then we're at the sale process. You got everything done just as you said. It worked out exactly as you said it would, and we got a deal now. As I talk to people and we do these discussions and through a more controlled environment, asking people what they find of value from a real estate professional, the second most popular response is, I really valued their negotiating, their skill, helping me to get the best price. Mm-hmm. So in that environment where you had multiple offers, what happened in that particular case? How did you use that skill to bring about the best deal?
I mean, in that point, you really have to look at each one of these contracts as an individual person. So here's contract A, B, C, D, E. So you want to take a look at it because it's not always price. It's not always just price. It has to be best terms. So sometimes people will actually go with a price that is less because it has more desirable terms, such as a longer closing date or a shorter closing date, depending on the needs. Also, escrow deposit, a strong escrow deposit means that somebody's not going to walk away. If I have ceteris paribus deals and one has an escrow deposit of 1,000 and the other one has 10,000, I'm definitely going with the one with 10,000 simply because these people are much less apt to walk from the deal because there's a lot more to lose as long as they don't get denied their loan. I mean, if I'm going to lose 10,000 versus 1,000, I mean, to walk away, obviously 10,000 is a pretty big chunk. The average sale price in Western New York is what, about $160, $160. Well, that's, you're not really going to want to walk away from 10,000 if you're buying a house for $160. Chances are you're not sitting with a ton of money in the bank.
You know, it's interesting when you describe that. Because the fact of life is, hopefully, if all that is contingent on the mortgage itself, the mortgage commitment itself, hopefully one of the things that you're going to delve into with another agent are the qualifications of that buyer.
Correct.
So how do you dig into that to make sure that when you recommend, you turn to that seller and said, this is the one we should go with, how do you make sure that buyer's going to be able to perform?
Well, that's a good question. One thing that you can pretty much make sure of that the buyer will perform is if they have a Hunt mortgage. I mean, I know we work for Hunt here, but to be kind of quite honest with you, it's a super great program when we're talking about the pre-commitment program. So when Hunt gives you a mortgage and they give you a pre-commitment program, that's basically the same as cash. So when you look back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier and you're saying, okay, I need 30 days to find a home, right? Okay, if I have a seller with a pre-purchase commitment, and they can close in 30 days from the time they find that house, then truly they're only it's only a 60-day close, right? Instead of a 90-day close, meaning that they've taken the 30 days to find that house that they needed, right? Well, with a traditional mortgage, they're going to take another 60 days to close in that house. But if you have Hunt's pre-purchase commitment, at that point, they're only 30 days away. So to me, if they have that pre-purchase commitment right in advance, they're good as gold. It's good as cash. And you didn't mention this yourself, so I'll mention it for you, that Hunt will actually pay you $1,000 if for any reason they don't close your mortgage after giving you a pre-purchase commitment. Am I correct?
You're Mr. correct. Okay, you're correct. Cool. So that's the important thing. Yeah. And it's the other thing that I did mention earlier is that if you want a pre-purchase commitment, there's no cost or risk to you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I don't know why more people don't use it, truthfully. And it's a local brand. It's a Buffalo brand. I'm always a little leery on loans that are originated outside of New York. I know you're licensed in New York, but the person, you know, is picking up a phone from Indiana or California or something. I can't drive to that office with my buyer and say, hey, man, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that hand-to-hand contact. I'm a little bit more old school, but I mean, I like to talk on the phone instead of text, but I will come to your office with my buyer and figure stuff out. I mean,
well, you're also new school, and let's talk a little bit about that, because just in the last couple of weeks, you've been honored by Zillow, and I believe they had you go to New York and speak to their
group. I did.
Before we get into that, let's kind of set the stage here. The fact of life is that as I talk to people and just ask them, you know, they ask me questions about the market order, how many of them have the Zillow app on their phone? Lots of them do. I have it on my app, my phone too.
Yeah.
And the fact of life is if that is a marketplace and it's almost a utility, we have to recognize it.
It's a tool.
So they recognized you. What happened?
It was really great. So we've had what I would consider really exceptional growth since we've joined Hunt. And a lot of that is attributed to you guys allowing us to be our unique selves as well. So we've doubled our business every single year that we've been here, and this is our third year. So through Zillow, Zillow is probably responsible for maybe, about 40% of the business that we do. The rest is organic, but I mean, that's a pretty decent chunk. So, and it's not like, once again, it's not just about, hey, I'm going to buy some ad space in Zillow. That's not how it works. It's not just about buying ad space. You also have to have a wonderful set of reviews. So since we have the highest set of reviews, I mean, it's just like if you're going to buy a car, what do? You go online and you see the reviews from genuine people. That really helped drive us. So I invested in that place. I invested in Zillow. Zillow flew me out as one of the top team leaders in the nation. We was really pumped about that. So I went there and I talked to them. They live streamed that to, I went to New York City. There was all expenses paid. It was great. They live streamed that to their offices in Seattle, Washington, Colorado, and Irvine, California. And I got to talk to a ton of them about just how Zillow has impacted our business. Plus, I gave them some suggestions, man, because everything can be fixed. So I told them what I loved and I told them some of the things I wasn't happy about. And I hopefully they take that in their heart. And it was cool.
Well, they need to hear from you. Obviously, it's important that they get that kind of feedback, because ultimately it's about the customer experience.
That's ultimate.
And it comes through you and other professionals that use that system, and any system, including our own. But the fact of life is that you have to go. Every professional in our company has to go where the customers are.
Yes, I agree 100%. That's why I'm just not sure why people fight marketplaces that are dominant there.
Well, it's everybody's got boogeyman complex. You know, it's like they're right. So big, they're going to do this, that, and the other thing. But in my mind, things like that always make us better.
Agreed.
Because if their website does X, we have to do X plus.
Correct.
Because a local, and this is a very interesting phenomenon that's happened in the industry over the last, really since the recession, and that is that prior to the recession, the dominant websites were the local broker websites.
Correct.
Subsequent to that, it's become a national website marketplace. And there's only a few players in that game. Everybody else is an also-ran. But the ones that are effective and truly doing the job attract customers. And we can't ignore that by saying, gosh darn it all, I wish we they should go away or something.
Yeah, see, I personally love the fact of vetted reviews. See, those reviews, so I sold my dad a really nice house. It was a new build, and I ended up working with the builder, so I was like, wow, this is great. Man, this is going to be like $800,000 I can put on the site. And the Zillow threw my review away because he was related to me. So but at that moment, so I was upset for a second, but at that moment, I'm like, man, this is great. I'm like, so Uncle Joe and Tom just can't just come on here and be like, my son is the best or my uncle's the best, right? No, these are vetted reviews. This is so important for vetted reviews. Angie's List does it as well, too. Reviews are what is exactly what's going to drive your business. See, the people that I feel that are against Zillow, I don't know if you're given the best service, to be quite honest with you. You don't want to have a place where people can call you out for your short changes. That's how I view this. I want to be on a place where people can know all about us, because I love my team. I love a Hunt organization. I love what I do. Honestly, I don't even go to work ever. I just come and I do what I love. And that's the true joy in life, right?
It is a true joy in life. And before we end the show, I just want to divert away from our topic for a second, but it's a related topic. And that is the Junior League Showhouse, which we've always been a supporter of. And one of the things about this, relating to what you're talking about, Jason Sicotti, is the fact that you can go one place and see what decorators are doing today, what the latest trends are. And the 20th Decorators Showhouse is the Palmer Centennial House, and that is at 288 Lincoln Parkway. And the tickets for that show are now on sale. It's a very unique home. I've been in several times, and it's going to be open to the public from April 27th. Through May 19th. It's presented by the Junior League of Buffalo and the Buffalo News, and all proceeds will benefit a significant community project. And just to give you an idea, over these 20 decorator showhouses, this is the 20th, over the 19 that have been carried out so far, a huge amount of money have been donated to charities. And what they do is they create a kind of a competition for the distribution of those funds, and it's a very interesting process, and it always goes to a well-vetted, as you're talking about, Jason, well-vetted recipient. And you can learn more at jlbuffalo.org or call 884-8865. I am live in the studio today with Jason Sicotti, one of the leading professionals in our industry today, who leads a concept that's emerging throughout the entire country, but one that we've embraced here at our company, and that is the team concept. We look at Hunt Real Estate as kind of the team at three levels. The company as a whole, where every one of our professionals has a mortgage consultant, a title expert, an insurance expert, and a branch director, as coach, et cetera, that are their team, an administrative assistant that they can make use of.
Yeah.
And many of our professionals choose to operate as sole proprietors. You've chosen the other layer, which is to say, I'm going to build my own team. I'm going to build my own system whereby we have, as you've described so articulately, an intake for listings, an intake for customers that want to buy, how that customer is dealt with either as a seller or a buyer, which is, and how the mechanics of that process work. Because I think it's very important that our customers know that there's more than just a, like you said earlier, sign in the law and put in the ML system and pray.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've got about 30 seconds. Jason, how would our listeners reach you?
You can reach me. Actually, you can go to our Zillow site. Actually, go to our Zillow site. Take a look at what we've done.
What is the Zillow site? How do they get there?
It's just go to Zillow, Agent Finder, Jason Sokody, S-O-K-O-D-Y. That would be my main hub that you could go to. You can call me direct at 716-603-2516 or through any of Hunt's enterprises too, man.
Jason Sokody, leader of the Sokody team, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for being with us. We'll be back again next week at the same time. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.